weekend. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, a final Democratic debate ahead of next week's primaries. President Bush and the Fed chairman say there's not a recession. And the New York Philharmonic visits North Korea. Actually, they performed there. They just weren't sightseeing. Dan Schur is off this week. We're joined by Susan Page, Washington Bureau Chief of USA Today. Thanks very much for being with us, Susan.
Scott, it's great to be with you.
And Senators Obama and Clinton had a debate. And there were some sharp exchanges over NAFTA and the war in Iraq. What do you divine about each of their strategies right now?
Well, you see these last-minute strategies. Some of them sitting around a red phone. Now, I see you have a red phone here in your desk. I guess our listeners can't
see that.
We
do, which, by the way, when you pick it up, it says hotline.
Yes.
It never answers.
I see.
I have no idea if it goes to the Kremlin, 10 Downing Street, or some other show.
It looks very threatening. And as it's supposed to look in this new Clinton ad, where this phone rings and rings. And this Clinton ad, which is airing, by the way, only in Texas, not in Ohio, but it's gotten enormous attention across the country, suggests that Barack Obama may not be able to be trusted with commander-in-chief responsibilities. I think Senator Clinton's strategy now is to say, hey, wait a minute. Yeah. Before you nominate this guy, take a second look and decide if he's the one you want. And Obama's strategy, you know, the Obama people came back within hours with their own ad that had their own ringing phone and the quest asking the question, who has the judgment to answer the phone? Not the experience, but the judgment. Who opposed the war? That would be Barack Obama. I mean, they basically want Americans and voters in these final key states not to take a second look, to go along with the momentum that has really propelled Senator Obama in a remarkable way toward the Democratic nomination.
Senator McCain was, in fact, taking some advantage of Senator Obama's relative inexperience in the matter of foreign affairs, but actually defending Iraqi policy. And I wonder, are the losses in Iraq becoming such that it's now a safer topic for a political candidate?
You know, I think it's not safer exactly, but I think it's less toxic. Mm-hmm. I think it's less radioactive. And Senator McCain acknowledged this week that he doesn't have any choice but to defend the Iraq war. He's closely identified with it. He defends it as the right thing to do. And more importantly, he says...
And he was outspoken in his criticism of Donald Rumsfeld.
He was indeed. He supported the surge before the administration did. Mm-hmm. And we did see with a Pew Research Center poll that came out this week, Americans now think things are going a little better in Iraq. You know, the rate of casualties for Americans are down. The violence against Iraqis has been reduced somewhat. Now, Americans are not persuaded that this was the right thing to do to any greater degree than they were before. In our polling, the USA Today Gallup poll, still about 6 in 10 Americans say the invasion was a mistake, was not the right thing to do. But there's a separate debate over what to do next. Who do you trust to lead the country to either win the war or end the war? And that's a debate that I think Senator McCain feels he could win against Senator Obama, raising the same questions that Senator Clinton's raising now. Who's got the experience?
Ralph Nader announced he's running for president this week. Any reason why we should spend 15 more seconds talking about it?
Well, only this. You know, you don't have to get very many votes to make a difference as a third-party candidate. If the election's close, if a third-party candidate has some support in a key state, they can make it. I'll just remind you, 537. Mm-hmm. That's the number of votes that Al Gore lagged George W. Bush in Florida in 2000. Nader got 97,000 votes in Florida that year. Hard to imagine.
But 4 years ago, he got considerably.
Four years ago, he got less than 500,000 votes. And there's no reason to think he'd get more this time. The circumstances are not such that you'd think this would be a riper climate for him. I'm just saying the thing with third-party candidates is they get to the right state, they get the right number of votes, they can change the outcome.
Yesterday, the Pentagon awarded a $35 billion contract to Northrop Grumman and its European-based partner Airbus, not Boeing. I can foresee that I'll bet candidates on the stump in Ohio and Texas and other states this weekend are going to say, why is the Pentagon sending jobs overseas? Is this going to be an issue?
You know, it certainly could be. This is a huge contract.
Yeah.
You know, $40 billion now, it could be $100 billion or $150 billion over the life of the contract. And certainly we saw Senator Patty Murray from Washington State coming out against it. A little bit of presidential politics with this, too, because Senator McCain was the one who a couple years ago raised objections to the deal that was going to award this contract to Boeing. Turned out that started to unravel a scandal that cost an Air Force secretary's job and sent a procurement officer to jail.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Americans want jobs, but they also pay tax dollars. And the Pentagon is arguing this is a better deal for taxpayers. Also, Airbus has done a smart thing by promising to build an assembly plant in Alabama. You saw the Alabama senator saying this was exactly the right decision.
And a question about the economy. Are consumers at large feeling as optimistic as President Bush and the Fed Reserve chairman who said there's no recession?
You know, you could make the argument that not technically a recession or maybe not technically a recession yet. Americans believe we are either heading toward a recession or already in one. And they see it not in the unemployment rate, which has continued to be pretty good, but inflation's going up. People are concerned about this home mortgage crisis, the credit crunch. And, you know, the idea of $4 a gallon gasoline, people really notice what they spend for a gallon of gasoline. President Bush got tripped up on that at his news conference Thursday when it was clear he had not heard of the prospect of $4 a gallon gasoline. Now, I realize presidents don't pump their own gas, but still I think Americans want presidents to be connected with what they're paying.
Susan Page, thanks very much.
Thank you.